I now introduce our final speaker, Belinda's son, Eddie Morgan.
Well, I've just been peeling carrots. Hello, everyone. I'd now like to wind up the formal proceedings with some farewell words for the day before we move to the marquee to spend some time together and a bit to eat and drink. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge my brothers, Charlie and John, for your loss. I know that you'll both miss Mum. I also want to extend my sympathy to the Legg family, to Mum's sister, my Aunt Alex, Uncle Jeffrey, Zoe, John and Sonia. I know that you all had a very close relationship with Mum, which she treasured. She loved the trips to New South Wales, camping and your close-knit family. I know that Mum's passing is a very difficult time for you. There are, of course, brother and sister-in-laws, nieces and nephews, the Morgan and Wells family from Adelaide here as well. Our sympathy goes to you. Mum was very close to you all, and her passing will leave a big space to be filled. And to everyone else here, thank you for coming along to farewell Mum. You've travelled from near and far, and I know she would be quite proud she'd caused such a muster to the fray. I know that on reflection, everyone will have their own memories of Mum since hearing of her passing. I'll first speak a little about my own family's perspective and then expand on that. You'll be aware of the many years, over 25 years, that myself and Janie lived and worked closely with Mum at Turkey Heath. She often spent weeks at a time with us at the farm or at Robe, or we holidayed with her in various places. So during this time, we got to know Mum very well. It was also during this period we brought up our three children, Tom, Geordie and Tilly. Janie and I worked hard to see that our children knew their grandparents as best as possible. And beyond us, Boo was their closest and most influential family figure. And although our hearts are heavy today, I feel most keenly for Tom, Geordie and Tilly for their loss. Boo was everything to them in their formative years, particularly in Adelaide. She was grandmother, mother, mentor, teacher, financier and taxi driver. She helped them in good times and bad, and her influence on these three people is immeasurable. A very large part of Mum is with them, and what a great legacy they carry. Sometimes we can forget the younger generation of these times, and I wanted to give each one of them my sincere and heartfelt sympathy. And I encourage everyone here to meet them and offer your support and sympathy today. I know you guys will badly miss your Boo. Also, I should make mention of the two daughters-in-law, Janie and Ali. Being a daughter-in-law is never easy. And Janie and Ali took on a big contract in being the daughter-in-law of Belinda Morgan. They've both been a fantastic support during this time, as they have been over the years, working with and supporting Mum. Janie and Ali, I know that you'll both miss Belinda, and we'll mourn for her. Deepest sympathy extends to you both. I'm just peeling carrots. But it is not just about the legacy Mum leaves with her family. children and her grandchildren. We are here because of her connection to us all. And it would be selfish to think that we were the only ones feeling shocked and sad. Mum's network spread far and wide. Her passion and interest in people, which we've heard about this morning, who were deemed as interesting, I should add, was inexhaustible. She was a great friend to many. She maintained contact with you all over the years by mail and telephone. Her voice booming through loud and clear over the line, punctuated by her unforgettable laugh or her big, bold, swirling and immediately distinguishable font. I received one of those letters from Mum almost every week while at boarding school over 8 years. Of Mum's friends, each of you will have your own memories and stories. So to all of you, I extend my deepest sympathy at your loss. Mum was a big person. She took up a lot of space, and a passing leaves a big space. A strong and forthright man are sometimes shocked if you are not prepared. Mum had the loudest sotto voce voice. And we've all been embarrassed by it one time or another. Her dogginess has affected us all. We've heard her cries for Bundy, or Bertie, or Widgie, or whatever dog there was at the time. We've dug terriers out of rabbit warrens and waited in vigil for their return. Mum, you could be uncompromising, inflexible and cantankerous, but these traits were far outweighed by her enormous generosity, her vibrant manner and her unfailing positive approach through thick and thin. She always flipped a bad situation into a good one, always looking to the future and the next adventure and her interest in her family and friends. I think we can all take something from Mum's approach to life. So we extend to you all, invite you all to share some of these memories of Mum with each other afterwards, have something to eat and drink. We plan to stay all afternoon as Mum would like. Spend some of that time to reflect on her life and her influence on our lives and think about how we might continue to carry her flame. But we all need time to grieve, some more, some less, for this is a natural part of the human condition as we are saddened by Mum's passing today and for some time to come. But we can be assured in the knowledge that Mum or Boo or Belinda or Bee left few stones unturned and she left few questions unanswered. Her legacy is in front of me today. We are sad, but she would be very chuffed to see us all getting together for her farewell. And that's it. Thank you.